The absolute worst thing about going places during the day is my schedule is all screwed up because I have Everett on a strict schedule and then I'm on my pumping schedule, and it is just not fun to pump and then have this one look like this and this one look like this. It's just, and go in public like this. Because typically I'm only pumping, which is really nice, by the way, because you can just pump and then bring it wherever you go. And you don't have to worry about warming a bottle. So that was my right, and then I'm going to do my left, and now I'm going to do my right because she's getting heavy. Get you a toddler that'll unstrap and give your baby his binky. Because look how happy he is now. So happy now. So the thing that sucks is I have to bring, like, everything, like parts and bottles, wipes, and I bring his bottle just in case I need to feed him in a restaurant just because I don't want to whip it out, or if I'm at, like, a kid's birthday party. And then I have to bring something extra for my oversupply, and then my ice packs and my cooler bag. And I almost forgot all of that today. So this would all have been down drain, or this boot would have been rock hard because I need to pump this side because he doesn't latch on this side. But this is also how I maintain my oversupply. And I know a lot of people don't like to have an oversupply. I like it personally because I like to stack up my my stash, if you will. And I'm still making around like 64 ounces every like day and a half, 2 days extra, aside from what I feed him. So, and this is how I maintain it, by being on a strict schedule. It is his second feed of the day since wake-up time. And he is thriving. He is doing great. He is a little hungry, but we're waiting in the parking lot right now because we're going to lunch with my mom. And I don't want to whip it out at lunch with my mom because I'm wearing jeans and a tank top. Really don't want to do that, especially because we're going where my little sister works. And no little sister wants their adult sister whipping out her boob at her job. So this is just what works for me, and I love it. That was literally like 2 minutes, and I'm at risk of overflowing, and I overflow in this a lot because the capacity is only 5 ounces, and I'm almost to the top, and it scares me because, I'm already overflowing, dripping everywhere. So I don't want to overflow because I already have milk on my shirt. Don't want to go into public like that. But that's the downside of these, is that this monster boob produces so much in such a short amount of time. And another thing I want to touch on is give yourself some grace when, like, articles and apps and all those things say that you should be, your baby should be eating like 30 minutes. My baby does not eat 30 minutes. My baby eats maybe like 10 minutes and then comfort feeds on my boob because I have such a large output for him. So I think he gets his amount that he needs in such a short time because I have like an intense output. So we got about 10 ounces. So don't go off of what other people say because, like, he is gaining weight, he is pooping, he is doing all the things he should be doing. Your baby is pooping and eating and latching good. He also has, like, a little click. Pediatrician said, don't worry about it. He's eating fine because I have such a large output. And I will pump this again probably in, like, 30 minutes. I just wanted to touch on a few things today and give yourself grace. And if you are not an oversupplier like I am, do not feel bad because I was not like this with my first. I just literally drank a shit ton of these, coconut water, regular water. I take my legendary milk supplements. I use my Eufy pump, my Spectra pump, my Baby Buddha, which I just ordered a new one, so I'm super excited. And it all works out for me. So what works for me might not work for you, but those are my tips. And there he is.